leader behind that was ESPN. ESPN is unethical, and Stephen A. Smith is the head face of that. But, you know, the organization, the players, they were all in agreement. They all knew what I meant by that. Our team was basically salary dumped. You know, we lost a lot of players. And for us to emerge and still be in the same position.
What's up, everybody? Stephen A., yours truly. Courtesy of YouTube, my YouTube show. Thanks for the love and support. Feel free to subscribe anytime you want to the Stephen A. Smith Show. Obviously, Straight Shooter with Stephen A. as well. And you, too, shall be considered the latest member of the Stephen A. Smith family. No doubt about it. That was Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics. Getting on my last damn nerves. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, he's so full of shit, I want to throw up. It really doesn't make any sense what he's turned this into. You know, it's listen, ladies and gentlemen, they can talk all the junk they want about me. I'm not here to make friends. I got enough friends. I got enough loved ones. I don't want any enemies. I really, really don't. But I ain't scared of them. And Jaylen Brown is not an enemy. Jaylen Brown is an all-world player. He is over there in France at some Cannes Festival talking shit. As usual, as smart as he is, don't know how to articulate what the hell he's talking about. So you got a problem with what I had to say about your comments less than 24 hours after getting bounced out in the first round of the NBA playoffs. And I'm unethical. How am I unethical? ESPN is unethical. What did ESPN do? Was ESPN unethical when they were airing your games? Was ESPN unethical when we had you as a top three MVP candidate all year? Was ESPN unethical with time after time after time again? You could see sound bites, us applauding your intellect, your brilliance, your philanthropy, your play on the court. Were we unethical then? Were we? But the second we don't like what you said because we think it is counterintuitive and counterproductive to your affiliation with the Boston Celtics and your association and your connection to Boston Celtics fans, suddenly we're unethical. Because we're telling you how your comments came across. No wonder your ass is in France. You can't deal with the heat here in America and justify the way that you've acted since you got bounced out of the playoffs. Nobody's done anything to you, Jaylen Brown. Nobody. You're one of the top players in the NBA this year. You're one of the top players in the world. Over a year ago, almost 2 years ago, you signed for $304 million and nobody said a word because we all know you're worth it. Were we unethical then? What are you talking about? You see, ladies and gentlemen, I shouldn't even be upset because this should be an indication to you about how small people can become because they caught up in their feelings and they ain't about facts. Allow me to give you the facts. Jaylen Brown is an NBA champion. He's an NBA Finals MVP and an Eastern Conference Finals MVP. He is somebody that I can show you sound after sound after sound of me raving about this man. Not just his play, but his character. Years ago, when I sat up there and I said, listen, and I read a quote from somebody over the air talking about he wasn't particularly well-liked and that's gotten into the way of some of the fanfare he deserves. He took issue with that. Show your source, show your source, show your source. When he knows we can't do that as journalists. State your source, that shirt that he wore right there. But even then, in the process of all of that, later on, he comes on board, and after they lose this season, what is he talking about? I should have been first team. I should have been MVP. I should have been this. I should have been that. But they don't like me. Oh, where you hear that before? confirming what I had said. But he didn't attribute that credit to me for saying it over a year and a half ago. That's what he was going through. And now we fast forward to this year. Jaylen Brown's been playing like an MVP candidate all year. Jaylen Brown finished the year averaging 28 a game. Jaylen Brown is only one of three players in the history of the Boston Celtics. We talk about the Boston Celtics with 18 championships. 28 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. Only Larry Bird and John Havlicek have done that in Boston Celtics history. We're pointing out facts. I pointed out the fact that the man has won 523 games combined in the regular season and the postseason since he entered the league in the 2016-2017 season, which is more than any other player in the league. Raving upon more raving about his exploits and his greatness as a basketball player. But because I have the temerity, the unmitigated gall, to point out that 24 hours after getting bounced out in the first round where you had a 3-1 lead and you gave up the 3-1 lead and to lose to the Philadelphia 76ers with a hobbled, injured Joel Embiid leading the way against you along with Tyrese Maxey. And I said that to say 24 hours later, to call that your favorite season, I'm unethical. I'm the leader. ESPN, the entire network, with all the love the network shows you, we're all unethical and I'm the leader. Because you don't like what I said. I didn't know you would come across as that soft, bro. What are you doing? That's why you mad? You said it. It was you. All I did was say, you can't say that. You say that with Jason Tatum on the bench hobbled. It comes across as you saying it was my favorite season because I was the lead dog and I didn't have to defer to anybody. It doesn't look good. I said it. Everyone in the NBA community says it. Boston Celtics fans all over the place said it. But ESPN's unethical. And I'm the ringleader. I can't believe you. I can't believe you would come across as somebody so damn sensitive to that. I didn't say you said something in the locker room. I didn't say you said something at home. You went in some dungeon doing that podcast of yours on Twitch and said that shit less than 24 hours after you lost. You're a champion and a finals MVP that was raving about a season that ended up with you home in the first round and you called it your favorites. Boston Celtics spoke against you. Boston Celtics fans spoke against you. The NBA community spoke against you. But Stephen A. is the problem. You know, I've always had a lot of respect for Jaylen Brown. But now you're talking about ethics. And you bring my ethics into question because you don't like what I had to say. You know, you challenged me to a debate. And I said to you, I was happy to sit down with you, but it makes no sense because we just sat down together face to face a year ago right here on my show. I flew to Boston and saw you, and you were kind enough to give me your time and to sit down with me. I said there was no reason to have the debate because the same subject that you wanted to talk about now, we had talked about a year ago. But I tell you what, I got a lot of stuff to do, Jaylen Brown. I got a lot of traveling to do, whatever. But you want to have a conversation about ethics, especially mine. You want to have a conversation about you and the things that you've said and how they come across. You want to talk about accountability and all of that other stuff? Fine, dog. You're welcome to come on the show. You the one making $300 million and I'll fly you in. I keep talking about that dungeon you in. I'll show you what a studio's supposed to look like. I got one. You want to talk shit about me? You want to question my ethics or whatever? Name the time and place, bro. Matter of fact, don't name the place. You name the time, not the place. We gonna do it on my set because I ain't coming to that dungeon. That's what you want? You want to have that conversation? You want to really sit across from me and have a conversation about that? Ethics? What did I do? I quoted you. And I said how it came across. And I said because of that, Boston, that's one of the reasons Boston is looking to move you. They ain't looking to trade you. They weren't ready to move you up out of here for Giannis. They ain't on the phones with several teams right now, now that Giannis is going to Miami. Did you win a championship for them? Haven't you helped take them to 6 conference finals? Aren't you an all-world player that's arguably the best two-way player in basketball that averaged 20 in a game? Why are they thinking about moving you? Why? Because ESPN's unethical? Because I'm the ringleader? I need some tissue for you because I smeared your reputation. Simply quoting you and what you said. Have you spoken to former Boston Celtics and asked them how you looked and how you sounded? In media, out of media, with a podcast, no podcast. Have you spoken to them? Have you heard what they had to say? I have. You know that, did you? You need to stop, bro. Seriously. What I mean when I say stop is keep your mouth open, keep talking, keep doing what you have to do. I have no right to tell you to be quiet, nothing like that. I got that part. All I mean is this. What you need to stop doing is passing the buck of accountability and owning that shit yourself. When you gonna be accountable for what you say and what you do? All I did was quote you. As did everybody else on ESPN, FS1, NBC, Prime, or whoever else. We quoted you. You said it. I'll be here, bro. Got a studio in New York City. Wherever I'm at, I'll come. I'll make it happen. You want to sit across from me? Want to have this conversation? You need a live audience? What you want? Ethics? Really? All right. Okay. I got a lot of stuff. I'm traveling, doing a lot of stuff this summer. I'll make it a priority to get back if you want me. Just give me a couple of date options. You want to sit across from me one-on-one, bro? Fine. Oh, by the way, you're welcome to have it 5-on-1 if you want. In your favor. I don't need no help on this subject. I'll be waiting. See you when I see you. Hopefully sooner than later. And by that time, you'll have facts instead of your feelings. I'm out. Talk to y'all later. Peace and love.